It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's National Hispanic Heritage Day. We'll hear about a thriving Latino cultural scene here in Wisconsin.
First, two Democratic state lawmakers are proposing some significant changes to the state's troubled job agency, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
In a news conference earlier today, Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca of Kenosha and State Senator Julie Lassa of Stevens Point called for the end of WEDIC and the creation of a new two-pronged entity which would handle similar functions.
Senator Julie Lassa joins us to talk more about that proposal. Senator Lassa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thanks, Veronica. Thanks, Rob.
So you, along with Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca, are calling for the end of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the proposal of a new model. Why now?
Right. Well, we have all seen, based on the second scathing audit that came out from the Legislative Audit Bureau back in May, which was quickly followed by a number of investigative reports about the mismanagement and failures at WEDIC, and we believe that it is time that we end the failed experiment that really has been rife with mismanagement and failures. I mean, I think so many people are familiar with the story about Building Committee Inc., which was a failing company that former DOA Secretary Mike Hipsch was trying to get as well over $2 million in taxpayer money for. He was only successful in getting them $500,000, but we all know now that the owner of that company was a major donor to Governor Walker's campaign and wasn't going to be using that taxpayer money to create any jobs in Wisconsin, but he was going to be using it to potentially pay off other lenders, including a luxury car dealership. So we just believe that this agency has gone from crisis to crisis. It's time to pull the plug and actually focus on building a job creation agency that will help Wisconsin become a top 10 economic development and job creation state and really help create the good-paying, family-supporting jobs that people in Wisconsin deserve and they really need.
Well, tell us about your new proposal, this two-pronged entity. How would that work?
Sure. So we are proposing this hybrid agency. First, we'll return all the economic development programs to a public agency, which we're calling the Wisconsin Department of Economic Opportunity. And the second prong is a public-private board, the Badger Innovation Corporation, that will really help market and promote Wisconsin. It will be piece of the agency that would lead trade missions, recruit businesses, and assist with marketing and industry cluster development all across the state. It would also, having this public-private arm, will also enable us to raise private funds for economic development activities. But I think what's really important about returning this to a public agency is that the loans, grants, and awards would come from the Wisconsin Department of Economic Opportunity, which would be a state agency that would be required to follow open meetings laws, open records laws, and there would be much more transparency and accountability there than there is currently with the WEDC.
We're talking right now with Democratic State Senator Julie Lassa. She's with us to talk about a new proposal to replace the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation with a hybrid entity to create jobs. And looking at this new entity that you've just described, you still have a private corporation owned by the state and a state agency. How do you see this as being significantly different from the old Department of Commerce and then WEDIC alongside that?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked that question. What is really important is that the awards process would be put back into the state agency so that all of the transparency and accountability and state laws would be followed. We know that WEDIC has had a very troubled history with cronyism potentially happening in a number of awards, as well as the as well as WEDIC just not following state laws as well as the board's own policies. So this is one of the ways to make sure that we're properly vetting companies who are interested in receiving taxpayer assistance in order to build their business and to add jobs all across the state. And I think that's what's really important. And also, when WEDIC was created, I don't believe that Governor Walker and the Republicans in the legislature understood that it would cause federal funds to need to be shifted away from WEDIC because the federal government will not give federal taxpayer monies to a quasi-public-private entity. So nearly $25 million was sent over to the Department of Administration for community development block grants as well as HUD funding, Housing and Urban Development. So this would give us the opportunity to channel all of the state taxpayer money that WEDIC is spending on economic development, which is about $27 million, coupling it with the federal tax dollars that are coming through the community development block grants, so that we can have a much more comprehensive and cohesive economic development strategy. It also will allow us to bring the venture capital fund back from the Department of Administration also to be administered by the public agency. And in addition, with the Department of Commerce, when that was in existence, it also had performed regulatory functions, such as checking out building plans for commercial buildings and whatnot. We are not proposing bringing those regulatory duties back into this agency. We believe that it should be strictly focused on economic development and promoting good-paying, family-supporting jobs in the state of Wisconsin, because, as we all know, Wisconsin currently ranks 38th in the nation for job creation, and we have the dubious honor of being the number one state for the number of people falling out of the middle class.
Now, why would bringing some of that back under the state's umbrella help with the way that loans were awarded and help with the success of the agency and its mission?
Well, it's really important that we protect the decisions that are being made about which companies will be able to qualify for grants as well as loans or any other economic development assistance, that be done in a way where it's insulated for any possible cronyism or political pressure to award, as we saw with the award to BCI of $500,000, where there was a lot of political pressure that was brought to bear on Paul Jaden, who was the CEO of WEDIC at the time, to not only give that first $500,000, but to also provide over $2 million. We want to make sure that that type of thing does not happen. And by returning it to a state agency where there's a proper process that it goes through, where these deals are vetted thoroughly, where staff reviews are properly conducted, and we also want to make sure that we check these to make sure that these companies don't have any other financial or legal encumbrances, which we're now finding happened in a number of cases with awards that were given out by WDC.
And Senator Lassa, just briefly before we let you go, some critics have said, both Democrats and Republicans, that the quick turnaround time on the creation of WEDIC was responsible for some of the results at the end. Are you concerned about having a similar replication of that happening with this model?
Right, and that's why we were very careful in how we crafted this proposal to make sure that there was an adequate transition time, because I do believe, and that was borne out by the LAB's audit as well as WEDIC's own auditors, that there was a failure to make adequate plans for the transition from the Department of Commerce to WEDIC, which set up a lot of the problems that have happened with the agency. And we want to avoid that by making sure that there is the governor would appoint a transition a committee that would be made up by of business leaders, economic development specialists from different areas across the state, legislators, and university staff, as well as WEDC board members and staff, so that we can plan for an orderly transition to make sure that the same mistakes that happened with WEDC in the very beginning, with their failure to plan, do not happen with this. And we're very cognizant of making sure that there is that adequate transition from conception to planning. Then the structure would be included in the governor's executive budget and would move through that process. And if after 6 months, after that budget is signed into law and goes into effect, if the agency feels that it still needs more time, they'd be able to go back to the Joint Finance Committee to ask for more than the 6 months that they were given, so that we do this correctly. And economic development, when you have so many people who are counting on the state as well as the private sector community to be creating the good-paying, family-supporting jobs that are necessary in today's society to achieve the American dream, we want to make sure that we're very careful in how we proceed moving forward.
Senator Lassa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
That was Democratic State Senator Julie Lassa. She joined us to talk about a Democratic proposal to replace the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.